Did you know plants communicate? Some of their conversations are nice and some are nasty, according to Xavier Assistant Professor of Biology, Catherine Morris.
So there's a huge variety and they're constantly talking to each other above ground and below ground, maybe helping each other out, trying to kill each other as well for various reasons. I think it's a very noisy environment and conversation that we just don't pay attention to.
Morris and her students are focusing on the elusive below ground conversations that are facilitated by fungi. They have planted corn and tomatoes in separate pots, linking them through PVC connectors. A piece of mesh has holes big enough to allow communication.
So this is the basic setup. So when we ran the project, we had a corn plant and a tomato in each half of the pot.
Through an interconnected network of strings, the fungus grows into plant roots. It benefits from the plant by getting carbon, and the plant benefits by getting water and mineral nutrients.
In every system that we've looked at, every plant or chemical interaction, we found that these fungal hyphae, these strings, are really important for mediating plant communication.
Why do plants want or need to communicate? Morris says maybe they want to warn others bacteria or caterpillars are attacking, or maybe they want to kill plants that are infringing on their water or nutrients. It's then they produce chemicals that act as herbicides traveling through the fungal network. But who's talking and to whom are they talking?
The corn plants might all be really well connected and the tomato plants might all be really well connected, but the corn might not be well connected to the tomato. So even though we have all these plants growing spatially really densely together, we might be able to have signaling or communication where all the corn plants are sort of talking to each other, but leaving the tomato out of the loop.
These conversations are hard to study because the fungus is eaten in a matter of hours by bacteria. And if you disrupt the fungus, it dies. Xavier graduate Kira Liggins had to look at it under a microscope.
We would plant a separate corn plant to check to see if the fungi was there. And it was kind of cool taking the roots out and then actually looking under the microscope for these fungi.
She and others subjected the plants to different scenarios. In one case, spraying the plant with its own hormones to signal an attack. It's unclear if certain plants have more sophisticated communication methods than others. Undergraduate Rachel Fletcher is involved with the project.
We do know that there are more plants that, like, have more mycorrhizal fungi. Does that mean they're more connected and send out more messages or, transfer more defense proteins?
Fletcher is interested in plant communication for a variety of reasons, including environmental.
And I guess it shows, like, how sort of harsh chemicals and things, like, in the soil might impede those mycorrhizal connections. You know, we don't really know how much we might be doing if there are sort of plant communications going on that we didn't know we were impeding.
Avoiding pesticides and giving the plants advance notice to make their own is one of the advantages of understanding plant communication, according to Dr. Morris.
So application of some of these hormones protection instead of applying pesticides would be one application. Also, if we have communication that can be targeted where we have sets of plants that are talking to each other and leaving out other sets of plants, then that sets up interesting ways of controlling, of providing pest control options in agriculture as well.
Researchers are now trying to find out if plants talk to plants of the same kind or if they are non-discriminatory. This is no small undertaking. These fungus internets, so to speak, are sometimes miles wide and connect hundreds of plants. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.